say a song, you know. I don't know what you came to do. Okay. It's all right. Because when I've asked for a response in the past, you always got bad at me, so just don't respond. Just listen. Your song, Sam. I don't know what you came to do. Do you understand? I told you. I just got finished telling you. You don't have to respond. Just listen. I'll tell you that. You don't have to verbally respond. Just listen. That's bad. Now, maybe you will listen. Two or three times. Listen. To respond. I'm not responding. Thank you. So, maybe I can go on further now. You ever realize that one of the reasons why we don't hear? Yet they will not hear? Because we're always responding. We got a response inside, ready to come back at. Aren't you glad you have to respond to that? You see, I speak the truth in Christ concerning you. And I lie not. Oh, just listen. You see, we try to convince ourselves and others that we are hearing with our response. And a lot of times our response lets us know that we're not hearing at all. See how difficult it was for me just to get you just to do that? Let your women keep silent in the church. That's you. You're the women. You're the church. Now, you think I don't get your response? How about you? How do you do it right now? You think maybe I'm not getting your response because your mouth is not working? How many times have I got on you with your mouth working, telling your response was not right? I should glad I told you to keep quiet this morning. Now, you know, this is a very... So many scriptures came to me today. I'm just loaded with it. But the problem I have is, how do I get God's people? Because that's the only one. You can go back to the very beginning. Right in the beginning, how God would speak and how he would do things. The only way we have it is by this book right here. That is something, isn't it? That the only real knowledge we have of God is in a book. Just a book. And he opened the book. And the books were open. The other day I was preaching about that. Folks, stand before God, he's going to open the books and the book. And you're going to be judged by the things that's written. Written. Not spoken. Written. In the books. What books? Books of Moses. The books of the law. And that judgment is going to kill you. You're dead. If God judges you out of the things written in the books, you're done. I don't care who you are. So he opens up another book that nullifies the books. Rejoice, he said, because your name is written, not because you know the books, but do you know your name's written in the book. Now you see, if you really have God in you, it's hard to keep quiet with that kind of truth. When you hear that fire starts springing, and all of a sudden it comes up, and he that liveth and believeth in me, and out of his belly, pretty hot. real fire. Now you know where you are.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But you told God to respond.
Yes.
Well, did I stop you then? Why did I stop you? Because that was a righteous response. It was one springing from fundamental truth, not from emotions, not from opinions. I speak the truth in Christ concerning you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I lie not.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You see, a few people would ever get to the point where you understand why God brought all this down through just you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Just you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
See, then you can understand where I'm at.
He's
actually committed to me.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't this crazy?
Hallelujah.
It's crazy.
Hallelujah.
A whole world?
Hallelujah.
Billions of people?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But unto you,
hallelujah,
it's a prophecy. Well, we agree with that, but now wait a minute.
Hallelujah.
Who's the prophet? Oh, yeah? Well, then how come you talk back to me? Or talk up to me? Or talk around me?
Hallelujah.
Or try to challenge me?
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your spirit.
Hallelujah.
What are you waiting for? A more opportune time so you can show out?
Hallelujah.
When I quote the scriptures to you,
Jesus,
I can see you doing it again.
Hallelujah.
I can see you. I'm saying, you ain't fooling me, people.
Hallelujah.
You know, as I sat in the dining hall this morning,
bless you, Jesus.
I had several verses come to me.
Hallelujah.
Now, I've told you people,
hallelujah,
this is another thing you don't like. I do not spend hours anymore reading the book. And sometimes I'm amazed that all of a sudden I start quoting things that's in the book.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
And then I try to explain that to you. I did at times in my life.
Glory.
When I was in school and training for such an hour as this. I've met you before. I've met you sometimes in my private solitary, dealing with just me in a room by myself. And all of a sudden, a spirit that's on you would come up in front of me. And I had to learn to deal with that without even knowing you. But now I know the spirit, see? So when I come to you this morning, I try the spirit. First, I tried mine.
Hallelujah. Glory.
To see whether I'm really sent of God.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you really so see not now you know. Now you sure. And yet you think I don't get your response, huh?
Hallelujah.
You're still like a bunch of damn fools that sit right in front of the man of God.
Hallelujah.
Well, wait a minute now. I said something wrong there, didn't I?
Glory.
Man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord.
You think you honestly think, people, that I don't sense aware of your opinions?
Lord.
Of your options with what I say.
Lord.
And you sit there like a bunch of damn fools and you won't acknowledge, my God, will you help me to empty myself of my own ideas so I can play with this?
Oh, God.
How do you talk to him, God? Well, I'm going to read one email. My dear brother Patterson. And in those days came John the Baptist.
Lord.
Preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
Yes, Lord.
And saying, repent you.
Repent.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen. That's exactly what I'm saying. You're all sitting there trying to say, well, now, is that the way it really reads? I mean, and if it does read like that, who's it talking about? Where is it talking about? Well, how's it refer to me?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Now, we're not going to blame you, and yet we're going to blame you. You know, God's not going to blame you for who you are. Yet he's going to blame you.
Hallelujah.
And then he's going to take the blame.
Yes, Lord.
What a wonderful God. I was walking down the road and Catherine was going by and I said, how's my nemesis? And she said, he's down at the house and, you know, I call him my nemesis. Huh? Yeah, he gets in my face anytime you want. Good intentions, but...
Hallelujah.
Sometimes his face don't look too pleasant. Just like he's doing right now. See? And if I don't watch myself, all of a sudden he'll rise up right here.
Oh, God.
He's done it before, you know. Yes, he has. just like you.
Thank you, Lord.
And if I tell you what the problem is, then you're going to say, well, what about you? That's what we're always doing. That's what man did. And the Lord said to me, he said, they were born in sin. And they are Satan. Now, come on, brothers and sisters. Tell me, in all your readings and preaching and hearing, where did you ever hear any man actually really deal with that scripture? And you've heard me do it. And it's very difficult to deal with it because we're too iniquitous. You understand that? That you are a world of iniquity. And your mouth tells it. The tongue. So you see, when most of your response from your tongue comes out, it has to do with your iniquity. Come on now. Me, my, I. Well then, how would you like to be the one that has to say, I am the prophet? Is that iniquity? Oh, wait a minute now. Come on, with you. How would you like me to run and say, behold, I'm a son of God? Wow! Yeah. That's why the Bible says it like that. Behold, what manner of love is this that God has placed within our heart a witness that we are the sons of God? Wow! And then to go one step further and say, now! You'll stand amazed at that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I talked a little bit to Kathy, and she talked about the grace of God, and I said, yeah, and I said, you know what? He's putting up with us.
Hallelujah.
He's putting up with us.
Yes,
and then the Spirit, then the old adage came back to me. Put up or shut up. So God's putting up with you, and he's going to shut up, because he's going to bring you up. All the devil's throwing every accusation at him. How about you and me? Whose side are you on, brother and sister? It's amazing how you can look you right square in the face and quote the scripture and hit you right in the heaven and you sit there. And I go back to the story I told about Enoch. And I'm not even sure to this point that Enoch, even to this day, will acknowledge what I said that day was the truth concerning him.
Thank you, Lord.
I speak the truth in Christ concerning you, and I lie not. My name is.
God bless you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Father.
Go ahead. Get the hell out, you people. You're going to keep on doing that. See, aren't you glad I told you not to respond? Because you're responding anyway, aren't you?
All right.
Your silence is full of rebellion.
Amen.
You hear what you don't hear. And you don't realize. Brother Connie called me today. I knew the situation when he started the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, Brother Connie, I had a better picture of it than you did. I hope you don't mind it, because you're going to have to eat your words, sir. How you tell everybody, here's your problem, here's your problem, here's your problem. Well, the problem ain't always going to say something good for you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? It's the very last words I said to you as you walked out of the radio room. As I told you. And he said, even the best I had. And I said, you're one of the best. And here he is. I said, how'd you get involved in this? How'd you ever fall prey to that? Because you see, the Spirit would say, oh, he doesn't know. Yeah, I know, Brother Connie. You have to have to go back to your house, what, for 2 months now? And your wife's not there? Yeah, I know that you had to go back to the river and Rick's not there. I know that.
Amen.
I understand that loneliness, that despair. I have to go back to my house many times. I know about that. I know how you have to go back to your house with no hope of getting a wife. And here you are, still
Huh? What do you think you're doing? You're shining to somebody, looking for a wife. Go ahead, sit there. You're not close. You ought to have your butt kicked out of here.
My Lord God.
Oh, yeah. Who? Me? Who? Me?
Oh, Jesus.
You think God don't bring you to that point?
Oh, yes, he is.
To show you how close it is.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Stop playing with God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
My God. You think I didn't realize it when Rick was taken away that the first thing the devil was going to try to do with you? Don't have him right now to have him. No! 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 Oh, there he is. Well, now. Look at him. And most of you don't even want to talk about it. Well, why don't I look at him? You remember how they rose up in the dining hall concerning the marriage?
Yes, sir.
Anybody remembers that?
Yes,
and they blamed me for it?
Right.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Glory. Bless your Lord.
Then it makes no difference how I say to you. I mean, who does not have a potential situation
right.
where you could change your life to please you?
My Lord.
But God's given you an opportunity to change your life and your mind to please Him. Now, who are you going to please? Even Christ pleased not Himself.
Amen.
Well, you don't do that. How many times have I walked out of my house?
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at it. Why don't you get the hell out of here, folks? I'm telling you. You better get rid of that spirit of unbelief. I believe, man, I knew what was going on. I even said to her, I said, how'd you open yourself praying to that? Well, praying to what? The seducing spirit of Satan, he is so cunning.
Yeah.
God, is he cunning?
He hates your guts, too. He hates you.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's after your show.
That's right.
That's where he's after.
Whoops.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless
even
you
though
God.
I told him not to respond, Lord, he's still doing it.
Bless you, God.
And I have to sit and look at him and watch him grow. And they're drawing back. Have you told about that?
Amen.
Oh, don't look at me, brother. Yeah, I'll look right at you.
Hallelujah.
How many times, Brother Connie, as I said to you, and I even told you about the other day, I said, there's three brothers around here that still won't let me off the hook.
Thank you, Jesus.
They're still dealing with me on the hypothetical situation that they think, and they got nothing on me. Absolutely nothing. Now, how do you like that? Now, would you like to ask for a response on that one?
Oh, God.
I hope the day comes when I can let this place testify.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do it. Because
yeah.
There's people around the world that need to hear
yeah.
somebody who's overcoming by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
In the midst of all their anxiety. And to think that there's no one else, not a one. Oh boy. Not another broadcast that gives this opportunity. Look, you think this house would understand that? Yeah, keep on sitting like a bunch of dummies. Go ahead, play that stupid. Your iniquity shows out.
Yeah.
And it will be your rule. You people sit right here in front of me and tell me that you don't know that your iniquity has separated you from brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Broken fellowships.
Yeah.
Lack of confidence in each other.
Yeah.
Very little trust in each other. Because of your iniquity. Your iniquity will become your ruin. You had something good, God gave it to you. And then you found out something that the same brought, and there it goes. You don't understand that. Which one of you do you want me to point out?
Thank you, Lord.
When I seen your relationship with people,
glory God.
two peas in a pod. Could I separate you? Then all of a sudden you find one going that way and one going that way. What happened? What happened? Why didn't betray one another? How blessed you are. To have a man that can see that and warn you. And warn you. How many times I sit down at the table and I start looking around? They'll say, where's Amy? Huh? And sometimes you get up and go looking. Now, where are you, Adam? You know why that is, Amy? Because Amy don't know where she's at sometimes.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How about you? Do you always know where you're at? And the thing that God lets me see, and I say, well, that ain't no big deal. You know what I saw this morning? Coming over here? I saw a stupid swing hanging out here on a tree.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
What's wrong with that? I got to do that. My little boy, I built him a little wagon, put up a swing, and he don't play with it anyway. He won't be long here. Huh? Well, everybody got a little house. Now put a swing in front of your house. Now I'm talking about swings, am I?
Oh, Jesus.
We came here to surrender our personal ambitions.
Right.
We are not going to live what they call a normal life.
Right.
You hear me? You remember that one, don't you? Oh, Mark says, I got to leave because I can't live a normal life. Well, we're not living a normal life. We I don't know what you came to do, but I came to live a godly life, a spiritual life, and I have to learn how to do that. It's not just the opportunity to do it is given to me, but I still got to take advantage of the opportunity. Well, did I just say that? God, did I just say that? Wow, did I just... You see, because you're so carnal, your brain is so small, it's so full of your iniquity that the word of God, the thoughts of God can't even penetrate. Just full of iniquity. Just full of self. And you love me, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Because I'm concerned about your soul.
Hallelujah.
He watches for your soul.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You do always. When he has come, he will convince.
Yes, Lord.
His purpose is to convince. I got words on that this morning, too. In fact, I got so many of them up here. Convince. Let me finish with Brother Patterson. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Do you know you're in the wilderness?
Amen.
You don't know where you're at?
Amen.
You don't know where you're going?
Hallelujah.
And you forgot where you came from?
Amen.
Huh? Can't see you far off because you forgot? Now you because you're running around, you want to go back?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You came over here, my dear sister, to learn a spiritual way of life. So you have to give up the old way.
Oh, Jesus.
God gave you a house and everything. You know what I tell people about people living here? Our sisters don't have to go to the store. They don't have to go shopping. Shopping is a terrible sin.
Amen.
We've shopped around for a God.
Amen.
We've shopped around for a church.
Amen.
We've shopped around for a preacher.
Amen.
We're shoppers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're not going to be content with the things that God gave us.
No.
We shop around for another brother or sister.
Yeah.
Hey, but you're shoppers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
How many years ago did I tell people shopping is a sin?
Amen.
A terrible sin.
Yes, Lord.
So God brings us here, we have to shop. What do you need?
Hallelujah.
All you need in that house over there is the fullness of God.
Oh, okay.
We don't need the fullness of you or mama.
Hallelujah.
And if you haven't noticed how the man of God don't walk in the house no more, and it doesn't scare you, it doesn't say, "My God,
bless you."
If he places the sole of your feet, treads upon that I've given you.
Right.
And how many times do I walk around?
Right.
Put my feet down. Near you, by you, close to you. I don't share it like that, brother. You don't, huh?
Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad I wasn't demanding a positive response out of you this morning with big old mouth hollering, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah"?
My Lord.
And only with your lips, but your heart.
Amen.
All right, come on.
Oh, God.
You think you folk right now would find a spirit of repentance, but we are resisting repentance.
Yes, Lord. So true.
You're scared that?
Yes, Lord. So true.
And just as I said, "No, that's not me."
Oh, that is me.
And they gnashed on him. You talking about us, young man?
Yeah.
We're the Pharisee. We know the law.
The law.
You're going to tell us about Christ? Where do you find that in the law? Where in the law do you find Christ?
My Lord.
Why, in the love that God gave in the law.
Thank you, Lord.
What kind of love did God give you? He said, thou shalt not, so that later on you can say, now thou shalt.
Thank you, Lord.
Believe on Jesus Christ, because that law is no good now.
Amen.
Oh, God, you gave me so much, and I really would like to speak, but I can't.
Hallelujah.
The carnal.
Thank you for your word now.
I want you, God.
Jesus.
Oh, just who does that guy think he is? So help me, God. I'm going to look at all like corner face. I know who I am.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you, I am what I am by the grace of God. Now, you want to fight that, you not him. And I'm the one sent to you. And boy, that ought to bring repentance.
Yes, Lord.
Like the little woman. The little, she had to repent, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that.
Help, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
If Elijah would have failed in getting the woman to repent,
my God,
he'd have failed the woman.
Whoa.
Yeah. He failed his God.
Oh, Jesus. Help, Lord.
You don't get it, huh? I commanded a widow woman there to sustain. So the first thing he did was brought her to a place of repentance.
Hallelujah.
Remember the other day I was yelling at Roger?
Okay.
Three or four times I tried to get Roger to do something. And finally I went, "Come on, Roger, you're the one that got in that pulpit up there. Not me, you."
Glory.
And all I was asked to do was acknowledge what you said.
Hallelujah. Glory God. Wonderful Jesus.
Did you see me?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Come on, Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, man, open your mouth. Come on. Let the words of my mouth, let there be a testimony.
Hallelujah.
I believe I'll testify.
Glory.
You open your mouth to everything else.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I've even admonished Brother Patterson about this kind of stuff. Because Brother Patterson, so help me God, my dear brother, you are going to face, in my dealings with this place and you, you're going to face those words.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I read them?
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Father. You bunch of stargazers. Well, I'm not a star. Okay?
Glory.
I'm a sign.
Hallelujah.
So gaze at the sign.
Hallelujah.
And understand what it says.
Hallelujah.
Don't just look at it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, you're not, folks. It's going to get more precarious as time goes on. Because the way is going to get so close and so narrow that unless somebody can show you the way.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. I explained to you, even today on the radio, how for the last 10 years, ever since that blood episode, I've hardly left these grounds. And then when I do go, I go alone. And that's all. And yet I don't go alone.
Right.
And to watch how God directs my path.
Oh, God.
But you don't believe that. I don't believe God told you to do this. I don't believe God told you to do that. And the reason why I don't want to believe that, because you might believe if I talk about him like that.
Right. Oh, bless you.
Sweet. What are you doing hanging a swing up out here? You're doing fine by your boy. You're giving him a good, simple, spiritual example of submitting. You're not to give him any more earthly things. Just keep him singing with you. Because the more you give him, the more he's going to want. You might satisfy yourself for a while, but you ain't going to satisfy him. Hey, Daddy, can I have the swing put over here? Oh, I'm talking about your little boy, ain't I? Well, you just wait till he grows up. Let's pray the other. Because you can see what that boy's going to do when he gets 13 or 14. He's going to have you running around. Hey, Daddy, can I have a new car? Can I have a driver's license? Hey, Daddy, can I go visit Grandma? So we don't want to shape his iniquity. You see, putting that swing up there was giving into his iniquity and yours too. Oh, I want to do good for my boy. He's my boy. You don't follow me? You don't follow me?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to take care of my family. Well, this is your family. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my God? And it is all to follow him. Hey, Peter, praise. You ought to see the glassy look coming out of your eyes again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When I mentioned the other day about Jonathan going up to visit his mother, and I thought, boy, that's kind of tough. You want to tell somebody just like telling Eunice, you know, her son's going to come soon. And isn't that exciting? Not to me. It might be to her, but what a disappointment it's going to be.
Amen.
I told you people all along that when your family wants to come to visit you, you should say to them, are you coming to hear the prophet? If that's not what you're coming for, then don't come. Because I'm not going to let you come here and shut my ears up so I don't hear the prophet. Who shall will not hear? Hear?
Hallelujah.
Glory. Oh, yeah. Told you a statement that came out of the mouth of a man a couple of years ago. He's long gone now. He said, sitting in the dining hall one day, and I mentioned something, he jumped to his feet and said, he don't miss a thing. Do you understand what he meant by that?
Oh, God.
Do you understand what he meant by that? When you started talking the other night, I knew right off the bat where you were headed. You didn't come right out and tell me that it really nitty-gritty. No, you didn't. You went this way and that way, and I just sat there and kept my mouth quiet. And now you're all sitting there saying, what's he talking about? I'm talking about iniquity. I'm talking about Satan taking advantage of your lack of selfish and physical gratification. Taking advantage of circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alpha.
See, he met you before.
Thank you, Lord.
How dare anybody who's heard the prophet think about having a wife or a husband? When I told you, you don't take one. Amen. I told you.
My Lord.
I told you.
My Lord.
And don't even seek one. Don't even seek for the opportunity.
My Lord.
Save yourself from the spirit of this age.
Yes, Lord.
That's why, by the way, we give you your house is now in your name. Huh? And you would think I rejoice over that, huh?
My God.
Now you really got a problem. That ain't my heart. Ain't mine anymore. So I have to worry about it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What should he have done? Why should he have turned it down? When the devil offered you something, he offered the world houses and land.
Amen.
Cars and jobs.
Yes.
Bow down and worship me and I will give you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I give you an opportunity to do something that very few people have an opportunity to do. You did it. You sold your home. Somebody bought another one. No, he didn't. He didn't buy that one. God bought it. And he's a trustee of it. But we're going to trust you, brother.
Right.
And if I need that home, what did I tell you? How are you doing, Mama? You look like you've been having a little battle this morning. Not feeling too well?
No.
Ain't I sharp?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
How about you? You're not feeling too well?
Ah, Father.
Oh, I don't look at somebody, you two young people's eyes. You'd be better to stay away. Stop looking at me like that. With your eyes. Don't talk to me like that. You're on your way to hell unless you get right with God.
Amen.
Get anything of this world you want. What would it profit you to gain?
Oh, God.
You won't say amen to that, will you?
Amen.
Where are you?
Amen.
May I be excused from this tribulation, Lord?
No.
May I be excused from these temptations and trials?
No,
no way. God is faithful. Amen. With the temptation, he won't make a way to escape. Children?
Amen.
Amen.
So true.
I asked Sister Eunice, I said, how many children do they have? Four.
Yeah, right.
Go right on, get married. Go have a baby. Well, that we have to. No, you don't. Not today.
Yeah,
there's ways to be married and not have babies.
Sure.
We have knowledge.
Right.
And we have constraint.
Yeah,
yes.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You tell me, Robert, you're so dumb you didn't know you was laying with that girl and she didn't know?
Amen.
What if you didn't know, you should have just left it alone.
Right.
You weren't sure.
Thank you, Father.
That's what you would do, Al. You got another wife, you know what you would do? You produce babies.
Yeah.
You know you would.
Amen.
I got a right.
Amen. My Lord. Oh, bless it, bless it.
That's what you would do, Gino. If we don't watch it, maybe without a wife, you might do it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
When that fire starts burning in your loins.
Right.
That's what you would do, little girl. You get some sweet talking boy hanging on you. You won't be long, you have a little one hanging on you. Inevitable.
Amen.
And God so gracious said to you,
hallelujah.
Don't have no baby.
Yeah, right.
And to help you, don't get married.
Amen.
Because that's it. Now this generation now, having a baby without getting married.
Right.
Amen.
So this generation says, don't get married. Because they were marrying and giving them back. Oh, come on. Well, they're just because we're that generation.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, you're not going to get by. This house is going to be full of believing people that you're going to believe so you can testify to the world that we are truly preparing, expecting the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And everything the world throws at us was trying to get us to set our affections on things on this earth and not on things above.
Amen.
Your adversary, smart boy, he knows how to put that little tree out there and make it look real good. He knows the right words to say. You have not God's head.
Amen.
I remember old Tim Cheek would throw that at me. Better to marry than to burn.
Wow.
Look at them. Look at your faces. You didn't know that's in the book. Did Tim Cheek think I didn't know it's in the book? I said, Tim, I'll tell you something. If you think just getting a wife stops the burning,
right.
You're out of your mind.
Amen.
Well, Tim got himself a wife,
mm-hmm.
had a bunch of babies right off the bat, and then next thing you know, he's burning, kept on burning.
My Lord.
To destroy his wife, his children, his marriage, and his faith in God. He wants to bring it on me.
Mercy and joy.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, there ain't nobody who parties that, are you? Are you?
Oh,
huh?
Lord, Jesus.
Thought you love me, don't you, huh?
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, God.
I become your enemy because I tell you the truth.
Oh, God.
Don't you know what the truth will do? It'll set you free. Yes, free from sin, free from your iniquity, yes, free from you. In these days came our G-Stair, the last day prophet of the Lord, the one voice preaching in this wilderness. May our God strengthen you today, man of God.
Hallelujah.
You are right.
Right.
Amen.
Now remember that, because I haven't pulled the punches on you. I told you I was going to get tough. I commend you for everything you did.
Hallelujah.
In obeying God.
Right.
Now he's really going to put you to the test.
Hallelujah.
By bringing you right to the voice
right.
that he invisibly used
right.
for you to obey.
Hallelujah.
And that voice may say something you don't like.
Right.
But you still obey the voice.
Right.
Just obey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Stand in my face and say, I don't believe this and I don't believe that. And then you want to walk back and hear me talk with your same spirit of unbelief?
Oh, God.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
There's no reason for you to miss me. There's a sound that comes over to the voice all the time. Turn it out, listen to it.
Hallelujah.
I'm right there. In fact, sometimes I'll hear something, and I'll go on the radio, turn it up, and start talking, hoping the people that I'm referring to will hear me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
But no, we're too busy. We hear too many other things, don't we?
Oh, Jesus.
Don't we?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Lord.
You say, we'll not hear? Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
No.
You big hypocrites. And by the way, that's something else God gave me this morning. Because I kept having it go through my spirit, and I went back to search the scriptures to see what the Holy Ghost was telling me was true. And boy, oh boy, I found them. I found them. Let me see if I can bring them out here for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Where did I get that at? Huh? I got so much here, see? Oh, boy. Sure was a lot of good wheat in that meal barrel.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Here's one of them. And he entered into a ship, and he passed over and came into his own city.
Yes, Lord.
And behold.
Behold.
Take note.
Hallelujah.
They brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus, seeing their faith,
Jesus.
I like that.
Jesus.
Turn this out, look at it again. You would think, see, when I read something like that, boy, it just words just right out of me.
Yeah,
God, get mad at me again. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
See, that's what I'm not seeing here.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm not seeing too much faith. Unbelief is so strong, and unbelief is the opposite of faith.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's why you gotta fight.
Fight.
The fight of faith.
Fight.
And lay hold. Eternal life, and let no man steal your crown. Now you stick with that prophet. You keep your eyes on him. You respond to him.
My Lord.
Don't let nobody fool you, Daisy. I know what lot God cast you. I was very furious when he took your husband. It's a wonder he didn't kill me. I'm not lying. I laid on the ground. I pounded on the ground. I said, hell with you, God. Why are you taking this man? I said, raise him up, Rob. To hell with you, God. Get somebody else. Look at this. Hey, why the hell don't you get out here? What are you sitting here for? I don't know what you came to do, do I? I thought you really came to serve the Lord, but I can see a drawback. I can see that. Stop looking at me like that, brother. Anytime you want to go back to Ireland, you can go back, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
See, it's a far cry now from the first time I asked him why you're coming here. Now he's here.
Right.
And it's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Now he's right in front of my face.
Right.
He's a good worker.
Yeah.
But his face is so...
Yeah.
How long has it been? 2 years? 3 years?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey! Jim, you!
Oh.
He called me on the phone and said, I want to come. He'd been here before. Hey! Oh, holy woman from Long Island, who bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? That you determine what is truth. A seducing spirit. And look how it separated you from me. We had a pretty close relationship with you up there.
Right.
And here you are closer than you were, and now you're further away.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Draw an island.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? Just simply because she didn't do what I said hundreds of times on the radio. And she was a very diligent, I'm one of your... Come on, sister.
Hallelujah.
One of your listeners. She just didn't hear me, did she? She was listening, but she didn't hear. Because she was listening, she had heard me say this. If God's leading you to come to South Carolina, you don't need my approval. Get yourself free from where you're at. Bring what you got and come.
Okay.
And then we'll deal with it when that. So what she should have done? What she should have she got herself free. She did. Brought what she got great.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And then she should have laid it at the apostles' feet.
Right.
Here I am now.
Right.
Huh? That's what she should have done.
Right.
Now she got herself in a bind that I don't know how to get her out of it.
Oh.
Would the money do it?
No.
I was willing to give up the money.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, I was.
Yes.
But she got herself entangled. I knew she had no car. So what are we going to do?
Oh.
The morning I called you, you smart-ass woman, you had not even moved into that apartment.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
You had not yet moved. You won't say that's right?
Glory to God.
You had not yet moved. I said to you, I told her, I said, what did you do? Well, I have an apartment already. I'm getting ready to move right now. Look at these people. Boy, am I? I am so direct, brother.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
And I told you it'd probably back me away. I knew she had no car. But better that you came out here and lived in a tent than go downtown and rent that apartment. Because you came here, I thought you were coming here to serve the Lord.
Oh, bless
not to serve you. I don't know what you came to do.
Oh, God.
I came to serve the Lord. I don't know what you're here for this morning. What are you here for? Serve yourself? Trying to get an approval of what you're doing?
Right.
So you can serve yourself?
Right.
Oh, God. Help, Lord. Jesus.
The last thing you want to do is keep serving yourself.
Oh, God.
I mean it. You can do what you want now because I'm about ready to settle that thing once and for all. When are we going to understand this? You seek to save your life? What kind of life can we save for you, Mama? Get you the finest car, get you a nice wheelchair, give you all kind of care, trying to save this life? Right. It's gone.
Amen.
This life is gone.
Yes, it is.
Finished.
Hallelujah.
And all I'm trying to get you to do is let the finisher finish it.
Right.
The author and the finisher. Do you have any idea how much work I did to get you to put faith in God?
Hallelujah.
Turn from Mary, turn from the Catholic Church, turn from your iniquity all these years. Have faith in God. Right. Because you're going to need that faith when you come down to dying. And you can exercise it while you're living. Now you live, you live by faith, then you can die in the faith. My God, what a... Come on, Brother Conley. Come on. No.
Amen.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm doing right.
Right, right.
We want to look at you. I'm doing right. When I tell you how much way you look, I'm still doing right.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah.
Well, you look angry. Haven't I told you that?
Yeah,
I want them to see my anger in your eyes. To hear it in your voice. Why? Because I'm angry with the wicked every day. The wickedness of my people is great.
Bless you, Jesus.
We pled with you. Pray.
Yes.
Seek my faith. Well, is that what you hear? You came to seek his face this morning? Well, then in seeking his face, he's going to show you your wicked way.
Yes, Lord.
Turn from it. Turn!
Amen.
Don't be stubborn.
Amen.
Don't be rebellious.
Amen.
I will not get upset with a righteous response.
Amen.
I promise you.
Amen.
If you do what's right, I'll do what's right.
Hallelujah.
I'll rejoice with you.
Hallelujah.
Try me.
Amen.
Try me. You respond right.
Hallelujah.
And see if I won't respond right.
Hallelujah.
Try it. Try it.
Hallelujah.
Just give it a whirl. Took me a long time to respond to that day when you did. Did I not respond to your response?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
I don't know why you folk don't see this. Are you those people that have eyes and don't see?
Hallelujah.
What are you supposed to see as you look at each other? Why, you see people preparing for the coming of the Lord.
Right.
So mine eyes are seeing the glory of the coming of the Lord. Can I tell you how much faith I have when I sing that song?
Yeah.
Surely. Surely now.
Yes.
The presence.
Yes.
She must see what kind of faith it takes?
Yes.
You see, come on now. You know what you're singing?
Yes.
I sing glory. See what kind of faith that takes? See what kind of faith that takes? Because looking at your natural looks, ain't no glory there. But looking through the eye of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I see the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
The just shall live by faith.
Yes.
We are just.
Yes.
God has justified this life.
Yes.
We are the just.
Yes.
And we're living.
Yes.
And if we draw back from that,
hallelujah,
there ain't no way I could live with you.
Hallelujah.
Or you with me.
Right.
If God had been just.
Right.
The word just means made it right.
Made it right.
Yes,
right.
Just
right.
Amen.
That's what justification
right.
does. It makes it
right.
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 Better understand that.
Amen.
Better understand.
Thank you, Father.
I believe one of these God's going to answer my prayer about this nonsense. Because sometimes I say, God, get them out of here! Just don't cast me away, Lord! These folk want to be cast away, just cast them out of here, God! Take not your Holy Spirit from me! Restore to me the joy of knowing I'm saved! Glory be to God! Little pity me. Your war, even your war with me stinks.
My God. Oh, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
And see, enter into a ship. I don't know what you came to do here, but I came to enter into a ship. Oh, what fellow! Did we come to enter into a ship? Well, did we or did we? We gathered here.
Never gonna get one, so she's not gonna get one. She's already espoused to a husband.
Hallelujah.
She's already promised to a husband.
Right.
And ain't gonna be rich. When she see Jesus, she ain't even gonna look around for rich. Cause he's gonna come forth in Jesus. Scripture, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Bless you.
Huh? He entered into a ship and he passed over and came into his own city.
Yes, Lord.
And behold, he's in his own city now.
Glory.
For they all know him. His own city.
Hallelujah.
And they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. Hey, isn't that Joseph's son over there, Jesus? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They tell us he's going all over the place healing the sick.
My Lord.
So let's see what we can do here.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Some folks said, hey, I believe you can do it.
Yes.
So when everybody else stood around, they climbed up on a roof. Now look at it. You would think immediately you folk would go right to that story. Yeah, he climbed the roof.
Glory.
Why don't you come up higher? Let's get up on the roof.
Right.
You asked those guys what they were doing, they said, we would see Jesus.
Yeah.
And since we can't get, since we're all crowded around here and can't get to him, we're going to get up high. But that's where he's at. And he wept.
Yes, he did.
That's what I'm doing with some of you. I'm weeping.
Yes,
Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't believe you. I know what the book says.
The book said.
He that goeth forth weep.
Weep. Yes, Lord.
I ain't going to doubt God.
Yeah, right.
Because most of you people are probably the most impossible people to save. If I didn't know that God is able to save,
right.
I would think none of us be saved.
Yeah,
if I told you,
yeah.
That's what you're telling you. Hey! She said, His grace. I said, yeah, He's putting up with us.
Yeah.
You know what He's doing? He's putting us up.
Yeah.
He's going to seal us.
Yeah.
And what a day He's going to open up the old jar. And are we going to have a time in the kingdom? Man could do, but that could be for eternity.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen, brother.
Hey, Chris, you check the door, please. There, we'll open the door for you.
Glory God.
Down!
Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Now, you keep mocking me, because I told you the day's going to come when God's going to make me stand in that door.
My Lord.
You say, You don't come in.
Glory.
Well, you ain't gonna keep me out. Okay. Let's see. See, the warnings of God doesn't seem to penetrate us at all.
Lord. Oh, God.
Have you talked to your father-in-law lately, John? Have you talked to your dad lately? How's he respond to me blocking his calls again?
Oh, bless you, Keith.
He tried every way he could to get through to me. Oh, my wife died. Yum, 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 yum. Huh? But I dealt with him too long, man. Unless God... See, are you people going to get to your head? I will only deal with you as long as God tells me to.
All right.
If I stop talking to you, you're in trouble.
Oh, God.
When I just leave you alone, I'll leave you alone. Have I left you alone over there?
Oh, God.
How you like being alone? Maybe if I come back again, you might be grateful.
Grateful.
And you won't have somebody tell me I got to knock on the door. Maybe you have the door open for me. Open. Come on in, Jesus. Oh, no, wait. Up. Oh, he said he's Jesus. Now, if I keep reading the scripture, you'll find out where I'm going. You'll find out where he's going.
Hallelujah.
You know, Jesus Christ is the same.
Yes.
And he's not here in the flesh to be manifested. So he got somebody in the flesh in his stead.
Yes.
And he said, if I go away, I will come again. But if I go, he said, I'm gonna let you stand on my stead because a greater work. Again, brothers, you knotheads, you've never heard any preacher tell you what the greater work is, except this one.
Right.
And what I am doing now is a greater work.
Yeah.
Because he is the Father.
Glory.
He did a great work in his hair.
Glory.
He did a great work.
Amen.
He said, but I'm going to go away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, and a greater work than what I've done shall.
You do.
Wow.
You do.
Wow. 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 Now you can follow all the way down.
Glory!
You can take it. Whatever came upon Jesus, he didn't hand it to his apostles. They give it to the church. And God is doing a greater work today with his church. Can you imagine God taking a worthless piece of flesh like you and perfecting his salvation? And I told you before, you're not going to stop that. Right now, your heart's saying, I wish I could change.
Right.
I know what you're doing. I wish I could put a face on it would please him.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go right back to your scripture again. Come on, help me out. What are we talking about? No. No. The will to perform. I really would like to do it. Your will is present.
Yeah.
I can sense your will is present.
Amen.
How to perform, huh? I know he wants me to change my faith, but how do I do it?
Yeah, right.
I know he wants to respond righteously, but... And then when he tries to tell you how to do it, then you think he's exaggerating. I don't think God means you to jump up and down.
Yeah, amen.
You mock me. You mock me every time when I do that. You think I'm just putting on a show. Did I even tell you what happened when that happened? I even told you what happened. I wasn't feeling too good, brother. I was in a prison, in a cell. See, I can't tell you nothing because you don't have the capacity to see what I tell you. When I walked through that cell door that morning, I had no idea who they were going to put me in with. So I was very apprehensive. I ended up being put in the cell with one man who had a Bible, who loved God in his own way.
Hallelujah!
With one who was totally reprobate.
Hallelujah!
And with this one guy, when I heard him, team, you folks stop. When I walked to the door, he was kicking on the door.
Yes.
And he was cussing.
Yes.
Cussing at those officers.
Yes.
And the language was not very nice.
Yes.
And I walked in the trailer and said, my God, they put me in a cell with this guy?
My Lord.
What's wrong with you people? See what God did? He put me in the cell with y'all?
Yes.
Oh, well, the God have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Are you able to...
Yeah.
I'm being put in jail.
Hallelujah.
They took all my clothes off.
Glory.
And they threw me in the jail.
Right.
Who's in the jail?
Right.
And when they threw me through that door, he was, I'm telling you, man, he was banging on the door. I'm not exaggerating. I probably would kick the wall if I tried to show you. Oh, look, some folks say, show us, but see, they won't.
Oh, God.
The door would have probably been kicked in
right.
If it would not have been steel.
Exactly.
Right. Wow.
He was screaming, and he wasn't saying nice words. And I'm sitting there, you know, like four bunks. I don't even know which one to take.
Right.
And all of a sudden he turns in that door, he says, thunder, I said, hey, Pops. You take that bunk right there. I'm gonna get that's my bunk. After all that swearing and howling and bunk, he wells around. Hey, Pops, I'm gonna take the top bunk. It was right on that top bunk where Jesus came down. So you know what he had to do? He had to jump off that bunk. Never mind, they ain't gonna blame me, God. They're gonna sit there and mock me and turn their nose at me. Baby. What that got to do with us?
Hallelujah.
And I told you what God did with me. Because I wasn't feeling too good. He didn't do that the first night. But he was on top bunk, and in the meantime, I was reading my Bible.
Yes.
And they started to say, why are you in, old man?
Yeah, right.
Sure. That's
all right. Hell, man, what got you in here for?
Right.
And I told, oh, man, you did that? No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You can fool them guys.
That's right.
You can fool them.
Yeah.
I said, well, I did it, and I told them what I had done. Mm-hmm. Just like I told you.
Right.
I did not rape a child. I did not molest a child. And I did not rape anyone. What happened to the one guy that accused me of rape? He used to be a close friend of mine. He's gone now. Now, my friends are out there. They're writing it down. They're going to say, Buster said he didn't do this, he didn't do that. I'll tell you what I did do, though. I sinned.
Glory!
You know, just like you did. And how blessed you were. You didn't get put in jail yet, did you?
Amen.
So God put you in another jail. We're in prison here. We are prisoners of the law. So we've been found guilty of sin. They brought us in here for a day of reckoning. And one of the days you're going to take us out of our cell, stand before the throne, hallelujah, and say, not guilty! Wow! Well, I'll be young then. But he's going to renew my youth. Are you sure? You know that's the wrong answer, don't you? I thought you knew by this time you knew the answer. Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I come to this house. I don't know what you came to do.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Because you're not responding the right way with people who came to praise the Lord. A well of water springing up. A well so compacted. Open up lips. Open up top of it. Hey, man, there's no woman drink of the water of life, really. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. Not one. River. Dam up one river, another flow. Stop sending me those big offerings and pay your debt off.
Amen.
You know better than that. $600 offering, then I still owe $2,000.
Right.
Glory. Oh, yes.
How do you like that?
Hallelujah.
How do you like that?
Yeah,
amen.
Oh, yes.
Why? He's sending me $400 or $500 a shot.
Yeah, right.
And he's still in debt.
Yeah, amen.
And I got on a job with the Word of God that he didn't have to go and get it at all.
Hallelujah. Oh, the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's a smart ass doctor. You know how to handle things, don't you, Gino?
Wow.
What kind of preacher am I?
Right, preacher.
Man, send me $600. I said, all right, hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
Then he tells me he owes $2,000 debt on credit card debt.
Amen.
What? Get my answer back?
Oh, my Lord.
Did you get my answer? What was it, sir? Pay your debt off and don't send me any more money until it's paid off.
Amen.
Then God so graciously gave him a summer job that he could pay it off with the summer job.
Amen.
You make about $4 a week, right? Oh, come on. I'm close enough. 4 hours a day. Right?
Yeah.
How much an hour? $30 an hour, 4 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
For the summer.
Wow.
That's right.
He don't need. My God, man.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Amen.
It's better than pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Yeah. Good for nothing rascal like him.
Amen.
Huh? And how God shows him show mercy?
Oh,
yeah. Other preachers will tell you put your offering on your credit card.
Right.
That's right. They would.
I heard the other day doing it again.
Sure.
Oh, shit, Roth and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go and put your.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell you to send them an offering by faith.
Right.
They put it on the credit card.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Ain't faith.
Hallelujah.
God didn't say it's just really by credit. You are despicable people.
Hallelujah.
That you see them. A pure, simple work of faith. And you sit there like a bunch of knotheads.
Oh.
Who's going to believe that report? Huh?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Yeah.
He should grow up as a tender plant. Boy, boy, they try to cut me down when I was tender.
Yeah.
And when I get tender now,
yeah.
Long before I get tender now.
Yeah.
Oh, you never get tender.
Yeah.
I have no tender looks in my eyes, do I? Do I? Ah! The only time you see my eyes turn hot is when I look at you tender and hard. And I say, what the hell's wrong with you people?
Glory.
Why are you resisting the overture of God to you?
Hallelujah.
Okay, I still haven't got to my verse yet. Probably won't.
Hallelujah.
I'm just full of it. Look at that.
Hallelujah.
Still got last week here.
Hallelujah.
A man full of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Don't do that! Please! Don't say I don't believe it, Brother Stair. Please don't do that.
Hallelujah!
Oh, you're still gonna, so you're still gonna do it, huh?
Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Brother Branham, that must have been something. A man who God worked such great miracles through, and he still couldn't get the people to believe him.
No.
Finally, God said, you got him. You know how he did it now. You know why they believe him or not? Because he died.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus came and died so folk could believe him.
Amen.
Not too many want to do it.
Yeah,
right. You folks still don't want to realize that I have died.
Yeah.
When I talk about, I try to explain, I know I did it. When I talk about mamas and daddies and kinfolk, I told you, hey people,
hallelujah.
I've got grandchildren that are not 100 miles away from here that I have never seen. Your age.
Hallelujah.
So when I come to you, is it all right, grandchild? You forsake them, I'll give you some more, God said.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you fathom that? My oldest son is over in Milledgeville, Georgia. How far is that? Ain't far. Sure ain't far as New York. It'd be very easy for me to go. I could be over there in a couple of hours.
Hallelujah.
Chat with my son, pat him on the head and say, good boy. Come on back. And
glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you.
My son come asked to see me. He said, I want to restore our father-son relationship. I said, unless you come to see me as a man of God, don't come. Because if you don't receive me as a man of God, I will not be your father. I will not be your brother. I will not even be the prophet to you. You're going to receive me as what God called me to be. I said unto you, prophets. And you're going to stand in my face and say, I don't believe that? You're a fool. And like the old Manning said the other day, see, that spirit is the spirit of homosexuality.
Spirit, yes, those spirits. Hallelujah.
It's a spirit that's becoming manifested all over the world today.
Yes.
It's the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You don't know the story, huh?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
And if it wouldn't be for Abraham and for God's justice, the only righteousness that Lot had was the word of righteousness out of the mouth of God. He did not live a righteous life. He was not doing the right thing. But God did the right thing. You have done nothing to claim righteousness. I don't care how right you are. If you don't get that truth, that don't break you down to you haughty, high-minded, you heady know-it-alls.
Glory. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, I still haven't got to the verse, have I?
No.
But I got it marked.
Bless you.
I can show you. I can show you. Let me see where that is. Stands right out. Oh, there it is. Can you see from there? See that little line right there? See it stand up? I got it marked.
Hallelujah.
I marked the perfect word.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're anxious to hear it, are you? Are you sure? I don't think you are. And you'll know when I read it that I'm right about that too.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's what God gave me sitting in the dining hall this morning. I went right back up and sure enough, there it was.
Lord.
I didn't remember where it was, but I remember it was brought back to my remembrance that it was. Oh, my years of studying, searching, hiding, putting it in my heart. All of a sudden, pow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, look how anxious they are to hear it. Look at it. Well, you're not.
Hello.
I know you're not.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
You sure you want to hear?
Almighty.
He that sits on the circle of the earth, go laugh.
Yeah.
And behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith.
Jesus.
You mean he knew what faith was?
Yeah.
You mean he could look at a bunch of guys turning up a wall and see that was faith?
Yeah.
You mean he could see a young man leaving his home, bringing his truck down here, and getting into a beautiful community, been here for several years? I wonder what I saw.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A lot of folk come. What did I do? I drove them off, trucking off. You hear me, boy?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I wonder what I saw.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I never knew him when he came here. When you came, you know what I saw? Doubting, questioning, unbelief, that it made me show fear, so I said, go back!
Oh, bless you.
Why, he trembles if I would say to him, get out of here.
Yeah, amen, brother.
He walks in the fear.
Hallelujah! Praise you.
How are you, boy?
Jesus.
Don't you goof up, boy. I'm serious. You don't tear the heart of that man of God out anymore.
Hallelujah.
And when you tear out his heart, you're tearing the heart of God out of you. Don't turn him away.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you. Oh, Lord God.
Now, there's a lot of folks that preach this message. You know about the man being let down through the roof?
Yeah.
And they always, and beautiful one. It really is. Can you picture that? The whole crowd standing around. So crowded, because everybody wants to see Jesus.
Right.
Lord.
Let's see what he can do.
Yes.
Let's see if he is what he says he is.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he shocked these guys. Not these guys now. No, they had faith. Can you imagine that? They carry a man, Paul. He can't walk. Can't get him to Jesus. So they got to Jesus.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey!
You ought to get him.
Oh, God.
Can I roll the film?
Oh.
Without a vision?
Oh, yes.
Don't you know that when you see films, they depend upon your vision,
right.
Your imagination?
Exactly.
The impact of what you see comes from your imagination?
Yeah,
can I roll the film?
Oh,
can you see the crowd standing around Jesus?
Oh, Jesus.
But we see Jesus.
We see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. Can you see him here among us?
Yeah.
But we see Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, when that young man started to shout like that night, I wasn't feeling like shouting. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. Shut up and do what you're told. Take off your clothes, Mr. Stair. One day he came to frisk us. Woman guard. She actually became my friend later on because she could see how she humiliated me. And finally one day she said, I'm sorry, sir, it was just my job. I go to hell. You people are so bent on just sitting right there and just defying me with your looks because you think I'm being too graphic, huh? But old Brother Manning said, say it!
Right.
He said, boy, was I shocked when I started to preach and I read the Bible and said, about a man pissing against a wall.
Yeah, right.
He said, nobody wants to just use the word piss. He said, say it.
Yeah.
Piss.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
Sick.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get offended, huh?
Yeah,
vipers. Whores.
Amen.
Bastards.
Amen.
You know who your father is?
Yeah.
You're a bastard if you don't know.
Yeah.
Jesus came to make you know who your father is.
Father.
Do you know who your father is?
Yeah.
Ain't no value being a son
Lord.
If you don't know the father.
Yeah.
When are you going to wake up?
Amen.
Our father.
Glory.
Oh, Brother Baker, the fool. Now, one of the words got hurt, that's my son?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he denies it?
Amen.
Warning everybody else is
you. Amen, brother. That's right.
And boy, I don't. You, if you want to see a desolate place, go to Mackville.
Yeah.
Now there he is in his own little, falling apart, yeah. People leaving,
yeah.
No children growing up.
Yeah, amen, brother.
He kept having kids when I. Amen. What do you have for 10? 10 kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You ain't going to like the verse when I get to it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That's the way most of you are.
Hallelujah.
Whenever I speak the word of God, you don't like it.
Oh, word of God.
I try to say this all along. You got to love the truth.
Hallelujah.
And the truth ain't going to call you.
No,
amen. It ain't going to pat you on the head and say, good boy. Why do you talk to me like that?
Hallelujah.
Bless you, why do you do that to me?
Well,
why do you talk to us like that, God?
Hallelujah.
Well, I ain't going to get nowhere, am I? Because I got a whole bunch and I even got past the... Wow. Well, what do you think now? Just look at this. And behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus didn't even look at the man on the bed. Look at them.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
He didn't look at the man in the palsy at all. He looked at them first. And then he identified what faith was for.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I lost him again. They let the man down through the roof because they had faith to believe that it was going to heal him.
Yeah.
But then he showed them what faith is all about.
Yeah.
Instead of healing the man, he said, hey, your sins are forgiven. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? That's why you got faith. That's why you got faith. Faith to believe that your sins are forgiven. think that's a jewel. I just said. Hey, Lord, the fig tree you cursed, you got it from the roots. What are you cursing? I'm cursing sin. I will curse it so they identify sin.
Amen.
And I'll forgive you. Have faith in God, he said. Have faith in God for your sin to be forgiven. That's the only promise for giving you faith. We are born again.
Hallelujah.
We are justified freely by his grace. By a free gift of faith. For what? For the
For
all the Jewish priests, this author of faith, this finisher of faith,
Amen.
The forgiveness of sin. Only a bona fide sinner who rejoices in that. I'm a listener of yours.
Thank you,
a lot of people listen, but they don't hear. What do you mean?
Glory to God.
What meaning this? What's this all about?
Oh, God.
Well, who do you think showed up? And behold, certain now of the scribes and said within themselves, this man blasphemed. What? All he said was that poor guy, your sins are forgiven. And these religious devils say he blasphemed. Uh-oh. What that evil devil in you said about me?
Uh-oh.
Well, he's blaspheming God. He said the word piss.
Lord. Glory. Lord. Hallelujah.
God didn't say too much good about that pissing.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
You're talking about you're going to get rid of those guys that piss against the wall. Are you pissing against the wall?
My Lord.
You don't understand that, huh? Are you kicking against your pricks?
My Lord. Glory.
I don't know what you came to do.
Glory.
But I came to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And I am serving him.
Glory to your name.
I'm a servant.
Amen.
You know what Manning said right there? Mr. Manning actually honestly believes he is Elijah. If you listen to him long enough. Don't disbelieve me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He believes he's Elijah.
Yeah.
And he don't. Boy, that guy, he don't back up for nobody.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Is he Elijah?
Hallelujah.
I don't know. But I'm not prepared. If you let him at least work in the spirit, Elijah shows up. Because one day Elijah is going to show up,
yeah.
And you're going to see all these prototypes.
Yeah.
You think that guy is tough, I'm tough. You wait to realize.
Amen.
My Lord.
Who shall abide when he shall appear? Who do you understand?
My Lord.
Amen.
Have Lord Jesus.
God bless your name, Lord.
Yeah, he put out a little message called Straight Talk. You preachers out there, say you want to win souls, and you want to be used of God to win souls. You do the language of the Bible.
Right.
Call them horse. Say, them homos.
Right.
They don't like to be called homos.
Right.
They want to be called gay.
Right.
Gay pride.
Amen.
What a, hey, you damn fools. You proud of being gay?
Amen.
Hey, they don't like that.
Nope.
How about some of you, you religious homos? Who love your own self, your own ways, your own doings.
Yes.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
Lovers of their own self. Proud. Gay, pride.
My Lord.
Way back years ago, I took issue with that because I got so sick and tired of hearing these old Southern Christians say, "I'm proud I'm saved and saying, and yeah. proud?
Yeah, amen.
No!
No.
Be glad, be rejoiced, but don't be proud.
Amen.
I'm proud I'm sanctified. Amen. Oh, wrong word!
Amen.
Wrong word!
Amen.
Wrong word! Amen. Speak the right word!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
I'm not proud I'm a prophet.
Amen.
No, amen.
Amen. You're not.
Hallelujah.
I'll try to get close here. My God, who I am? And the old servant of the scribe said within themselves, see, those are their own selves, right? They had their own opinion.
Right.
And they thought they were fooling Jesus.
Yeah.
And here's the line. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts.
Right.
What are you going to sit there and think I don't know your thoughts?
Right.
Is that what you're going to do? This man blasphemes the way he's talking to me.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You ain't talking about me, are you, Brother Scare?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know your thoughts. I know God's thoughts, too. I know his thoughts are not your thoughts. So I know his thoughts for you, sir. His thoughts of peace that you might have expected in. He's already ended your life down here. Get your eyes on the prize of the life that is to come. He's already ending your life, young lady. No one's going to give you your life of a young woman. He's already ended yours, sir. This is the end of the matter.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
This is the end of your way. Look at him. Now you think I don't know your thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Father.
Oh,
bless
you.
Bless you,
Jesus. That's why I talk about a swing being hung up. Is it the swing? No. It's you doing it for yourself, for your boy. Now, suppose everybody here wants to do it. We have a place for swings. Yeah, we do.
Yes, sir.
We have swings and sliding boards. Yeah, we do. What, are you going to pull in everybody's house? Everybody's backyard? We have a garden, Brother Mark.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you work in that one? Just try to have a little, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Did anybody here ever visualize Mark as a gardener? Now, we have sisters that have gardens around their house, and they know how to do it. Huh? But the one around Mark has to look at it. And he's like, cool. Now, say what? He knows how to run a forest, see?
Hallelujah.
Now you got me really on a pinch of needle because he said, I need a new one. I wasn't fully convinced, but I did like to do a lot of things.
Hallelujah.
So we had the new one. Cost about $800.
Hallelujah.
Can't use it because it's a part mission.
Hallelujah.
Well, we'll go get the part too. Right? We found it. Well, isn't that something? I probably could have told you that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Because that's just where he is. Yeah. Oh, boy. How you doing, Mark? You are. And knowing their thoughts.
Hallelujah.
How you doing, Anna?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You better believe it, because I know your thoughts.
Thank you, Father.
And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, what think you evil in your heart? What are you thinking like that about me? You mean you don't believe I know what I'm doing? You don't believe that God gave me wisdom?
Hallelujah.
I spoke when the time came, didn't I? But for a while, then you talked, didn't I? And I'm telling you, the moment you opened your mouth in the dining hall that day and you just start pouring out, I didn't open my mouth at all. But I knew exactly where you were going.
Hallelujah.
I said, no. Huh? That if I go back and tell you how I was even doing things to try to avoid that.
Hallelujah.
Not too many times before you Rick died that I ever walk up to you, give you a hug, and talk to you. I do now. Because I knew how bad you were going to go through. You didn't know it. But Rick did. That's why I told you. It was the prophet. I know we're facing We're facing a child of our faith.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To do what God's asking for her is going to take tremendous faith.
Hallelujah.
For you. Took your wife. Wait, must want you to have another. No. No, he didn't do that. And it wouldn't be right for you to do it. Why should you have one? How about him?
My Lord.
What about him?
Oh, true.
Hallelujah.
What about him?
Oh, God.
You're not free from a wife. So don't seek one. Is there an answer to your heart?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just look at him. He knows I know. Yeah, I know his thoughts.
Amen.
The word of God is a discerner.
The word of God.
The thought. And you don't know your own thoughts.
No.
You don't know.
Hallelujah.
The thoughts of the heart, you don't know your own heart.
Oh.
It will deceive you.
Right.
It will polish it up.
Yes.
It'll make it look so good.
Right.
He knowing their thought. This is, what a beautiful sermon. What are you thinking evil in your heart? What are you doing? For whether it's easy to say, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. Now watch the next phrase. But you may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's saith he to the sick of the palsy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
A person on shaky ground. How many of you are shaking?
Oh, Lord.
How many are soon shaking?
Hallelujah.
How many are shaking by every little thing that goes around?
My Lord.
How many times do I do something and you get shook?
Oh, yeah.
You're shaking.
Yeah.
Don't be shaking.
No. Right.
Don't be shaking.
Right.
So easily shook.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I just got finished reading to you. He, knowing your thoughts. Now, what do you think? I know. Or are you shaking with that?
Amen.
Because I do know what's going through your mind. I do know sometimes what goes through your heart. Aren't you glad he knows? So he can bring it to your knowing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What he wants you to know is that you need him.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
That's what he wants you to know.
Glory.
He wants you to know that he came to save you from your sin.
Glory.
He wants you to look with joy, and I'm going to get in trouble with this again. See, you have not been saved from sinning. No, you sin. You've been saved from the power of sin.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get out of this house.
Oh.
I've got to get this truth out to God's people.
Oh, God.
So that they will know in this trial of their faith. Remember faith? Thy sin be forgiven thee. More important than getting healed.
Yes.
Because the healing will come as a result of being
saved.
I will save my people, so they know they're saved.
Amen.
That will bring healing of spirit, healing of mind, and eventually healing of the body. You do know that when Jesus comes, there'll be no cripples, no blind eyes, no deaf ears. The redeemed will say, I've been saved. That's what this requires. The word of faith.
Amen.
And I've just spoken to you. The word of faith.
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
My only hope is in the rock of it. Not what I say, but what he say.
Glory.
Not what I believe, but what he believes.
Glory.
Not what I think, but what he thinks.
Glory.
Wow.
Amen.
Do you know him?
Hallelujah.
I joined a bunch out there that's raging like hell at me again. Because they are. Raise on, you heathen! And every time you come against me, you are a heathen. That means you don't know God. Every time you go against a brother or sister that God's redeemed, you are a heathen. You don't know what God's doing. He's saving them. Hallelujah. And he's able to save unto the uttermost. Why you jump up and down, Reggie?
Yes,
how come you ain't got that camera on the this morning taking, getting these words down. What a message. You recording it? Boy, you better put it up there. Make it current. Say, thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now that was one of them. Give me a couple more.
Thank you, Lord.
In the meantime, he gave me a whole lot more. But he put some statements out to me. Let me see. Oh, here's one. Here's one. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know.
We know.
That thou art true. And carest for no man. For thou regardest not the persons of men, but teacheth the way of God in truth. Now, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Are you ready? Shall we give or shall we not give?
Hallelujah.
But, here it is. He knowing the hypocrisy. What?
Hallelujah.
You think I don't know your hypocrisy? That a lot of times you say things and you don't really mean it?
That's right.
Oh, we know you're the prophet of God. Sent from God. And you got the cause of God in your heart. Now we want to ask you a question. May I take this trip, or may I do that? Or can I have a wife, or can I have a... And he says, I don't want to ask you that. They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
He said, I'll tell you what you do. He said, show me a coin. When I was sitting down in the lawyer's office the other day, we discussed, came up again about how we sit out here. I said, we pay taxes. See, all these other guys bang because they're religious organizations and they don't have to pay tax. Well, we don't have to pay tax. In fact, what they were doing, they looked at me with the house at Head Lane. It was deeded to Faith Cathedral Fellowship. And the old lawyer said, isn't that taxes yet? Yeah. Yeah. I said, but we didn't ask for it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We didn't ask for it.
Amen.
I got houses out here that legally I could file taxes yet because we're a church. But we pay taxes on St. George, we pay taxes on Grover,
oh, bless you, Jesus.
On Head Lane. I don't, none of the houses, which, any of the houses taxes, no, we didn't pay taxes on none of them. And I tell them, I'm not against paying taxes. I said, we pay income tax, we pay a sales tax. I had a man ask me the other day, I was buying something, he says, aren't you a church?
Oh, bless
you. He's out of California. I said, yeah, I'm a church. When your tax is exempt, I said, in South Carolina, churches pay sales tax. Oh, well, that jumped the price of it. $150. Look at this damn people. Just look at them sitting there. I am talking just as plain as I know. And you, yeah, we pay taxes. We don't try to avoid taxes. In fact, I had Mark try to see if he could place in Grover up there, St. George taxes. We contacted the county. We could have got it, but we'd opened up a can of worms.
That's right.
So rather than do that, we didn't pay the tax.
Amen.
Is there anybody in this house at all? Am I talking Greek again? Why are you doing this? You know what I do when I do that? I'm showing you how you look at with this look of unbelief or the lack of understanding.
Hallelujah.
I told you. I repeat. You know, when we came here, this was not packed again. That was. You hear me now, heads? Do you hear me?
Amen.
From this point over,
hallelujah,
it was taxes yet. We never paid tax on that. Then they came up here and they evaluated us. And they picked out certain buildings that they did not consider part of the church. So we start paying taxes on them.
Hallelujah.
Why won't somebody?
Amen.
Why? You understand me, Anna? Are you sure? And one day, when the tax man was up here, because they measured every building.
Amen.
And they had to put a tax mark on every one of them.
Right.
And then some they say you're going to pay tax on, some say you don't have to pay tax. The ones that were using basically for school, For church, no tax.
Hallelujah.
Using them for the farm?
Bless you, Jesus.
You have to pay tax. Didn't have to. We still could have pushed it, but rather than push it.
Yeah.
You people just don't like me being right, do you?
Right, right.
My Lord.
How you hate righteousness.
My Lord.
How you want that self righteous.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
When we bought this piece of land here, we paid tax on it for a long time. Why the state finally decided not to pay what they did before they were going to give us tax exemption on all of it.
Oh, Jesus.
And even give us back several years of tax we paid on that one. Give it back to us. And now they don't trouble us at all anymore. And I have no doubt in my mind that if I go to the states and look at this house here we own, and ask for tax exemption, they would probably hustle because. But no, I'd rather pay tax.
Right.
Render to Caesar. The road in front of the houses. They pay for. The benefits of the county. We enjoy.
Sure.
If we need a sheriff, we call him. Hello.
Thank you, Lord.
Know your troubled brothers and sisters again?
Hello.
You're hearing, but you're not listening. Or you listen, but you're not hearing. We're free. Here's what Jesus said.
Praise God.
He says, does the children have to pay taxes? No. Even don't offend them.
Yeah, right.
Gotta pay tax.
Amen.
You know what I told you, Mark, when you checked on, come on now, Mark, don't shoot like you're not hearing me. When you checked on Dorchester, I just let it go. We're not gonna offend it. We're gonna.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, we go throw a lot for you to live up there in that house, boy. You pay the light bill? We should do that. Fat. Been praying about this. How do you get this man, how do you get these people that's getting fatter on you, God? What do I got to deal with it every day? I watch them roll around and the pastors are wobbling on themselves and they just don't believe me, do it. I guess they're going to get a special dispensation of grace, right? Well, I don't believe that was God. That's why a lot of times I got back away and said, come on, God, am I really talking for you? And out of my mouth came no rich man.
Oh, God.
Going to heaven.
What?
No rich.
Yeah, amen.
No rich mama.
Hallelujah.
You're going to become poor in spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to lose that spirit of riches. You hear me? Trusting in riches. You're going to lose that, or you're not going to go to heaven. You can have Hail Mary all day long and pay your priest. He's not going to get you out of purgatory. I didn't bring you here to save your money or to save your natural life. It's done. It's over.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't treat that old lady right. Well. I'm treating the old lady by what I found out about her.
Hallelujah.
What did you find out? I found that the old lady was a sinner, that she wasn't convinced she was a sinner up.
Oh, God.
As we're finding out, you're a sinner, a wretched sinner. And you got in the mess you're in because of your own sin, your own selfish will.
My Lord.
You don't need anything else over there more of God. You don't need nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. She don't need no more money. She don't need no more rooms.
Hallelujah.
She don't need no more food.
Oh,
she don't need no more clothes. She don't need no more furniture. She just needs God. Oh, don't talk to me like that, dude. Go home. Don't come back. Shut me up. Go ahead. Whosoever will not.
Hallelujah.
In all things. All things.
All
things.
Uh-huh.
He knows there have been hypocrites.
Right.
I got a bunch of hypocrites around here that always want to evaluate what I say. The hypocrites.
Oh, God.
But trying to convince God and everybody else that you believe are the man of God.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't trust you. Well. I'm a servant of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That means he trusts me.
Hallelujah.
He knows you.
Yep. Thank you,
Lord. He knows you.
Amen.
I'm sure you don't like the way I talk about you sometimes, do you? Do you? You didn't like yesterday when I talked about the truck like that. No, you didn't. You didn't complain to nobody about it, though, did you? Don't do that. Don't come talk to her, because you who brought you insult me in front of all them people who brought you do this? And it's the first time. And I might do it again. But if you remember what I just say about the truck, what did I say? Huh? No. I said I should have never agreed to your buying.
Hallelujah.
See how? Did I say that?
Yes, no.
Yeah, I knew when they did that.
Yes.
I said, well, Phil got his heart set on it. Old Mark has his heart set on a new one.
Yeah,
right. Oh, bless you.
Oh, we can sell the old one. Why? If it's not usable.
Right.
Why would you want to sell it?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to fix the old one? Then you have to, you get it, then why do you want a new one? Up. Can you imagine, I say to Mark, sell it, and Mark get a bar and say, boy, this is a good machine.
Yeah.
It does this, it does that, and that guy goes, why are you trying to get rid of it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Jesus.
It is old-time religion, old-time selling. It didn't work. Why are you trying to get rid of it? Why are you trying to swap it over something new?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Did you have to work on the old dump truck? Did you have to work on the old dump truck? Sometimes. Did you have to work on the new one? Sometimes. You mean you can fix the old one? Or you can fix the new one?
Amen. That's
right.
You can do it.
What's that got to do with being saved?
Wow.
A right spirit.
Hallelujah.
What's seek you?
Yes, Lord.
Get out of your mouth, boys. I'd rather be a doorkeeper.
Amen.
I'd rather be a dining room mopper.
Right.
Than to dwell out there. Hallelujah. Servant of the King. Working on the house. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pulling up them weeds. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
He knowing the hypocrisy. Hey, I got one more. I'm going to try my best to shut up for now. Let me see, where you at? Maybe I can't find that one. I marked it, though. I can't find it. The Lord just don't want me to use it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Hallelujah.
With all thy soul.
Yes.
Boy, that is something. How in the world do you do that?
Oh, God.
With all thy mind.
Yes.
With all thy strength.
Yes, Lord.
This is the first commandment.
Yes.
He said, if you're not going to keep down, forget about the second one. And you know, the only way you can show that you're keeping the first commandment is by keeping the second one. And the second is, namely, this. Plain talk. Plain talk. The second is, namely, oh, this is what the second one is. Don't I talk tonight?
Oh, blessed.
I'm really articulate this morning.
Blessed.
Don't worry about this clattering of the teeth. Do you hear the speech?
Figure
your face. I'll tell you. I did like to know thy word, O Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen.
When you do a job out there in the garage, Richard, that you delight doing, your face is entirely different.
Praise the Lord.
So why don't you learn to delight to do them all? Until your face just lights up and say, boy, my God, you told me about that one. I'll get right on it. I'll get it done.
My love. Glory.
Thank you, Father.
That's what God brought you here for.
Amen.
Behold how good.
Amen.
Pleasant.
Amen.
pleasure. Do I help you? No. No, just fulfill the second commandment.
Right.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than thee. In a generation where men know how to love their own selves, he said, look, I'll tell you how to serve God. Love your neighbor as you do yourself. Wow. Just how you would like to be treated, that's the way you treat them. Just like you'd like to be forgiven, that's the way you forgive them. Just like you'd like them to love you, that's the way you love them. Whoopsie. Whoop-woo. Uh-oh. Okay, hold on. And the scribe now, here they come again. Said on him, well, master. Well, master. Thou hast said, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all. Wow, of the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. It has more value than the blood of bulls and goats and sanctuary worship and shouting and hallelujahs of the flesh. Wow, just the love. Oh, you just love this truth this morning. Be worth more than all your big loud mouth hallelujahs. See, love is an invisible force.
Yeah, yeah.
You really can't, because somebody throws their arm around, you don't mean they love you.
That's right. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, well. Ooh, look at Lord. Are they anxious to hear what I'm going to read? No. No, it's noontime now.
Hallelujah.
And I've done preached for 2 hours, and I have fulfilled my quota. And now the heart's saying, you going to let us get out of here? Knowing their thought.
Yeah.
And the intent of their heart. I thought you came to show the Lord.
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
I'm not getting 100% agreement on that. Okay. And he was casting out a devil. And it was dumb. Lord said to me, you know what you've been doing around here? You've been casting out these dumb devils.
Amen.
There's a bunch of dumb folk around here.
Amen.
And you take the word and you cast them out.
Amen.
Don't be dumb.
Amen.
Be not ignorant.
Amen.
Wise up.
Amen.
You got an adversary. He's going to trip you up, drag you out. I'll smart you. I'll do you.
Amen.
I'll live you.
Amen.
You need a God who's greater than that devil. And he is in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why would somebody get saved around here? And some of them said he casted out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. That brother's dead. He's of the devil. And others tempted him, showed him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was really something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You guys think you're smart, huh? But he knew their thoughts.
Yeah.
And so he said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against a house faileth. If Satan also be divided against himself, then that's what he is.
Yeah.
You ever realize what the work of Satan today? He divided politics.
Hallelujah.
He divided the churches.
Yes.
He divided races.
Yes.
He divided the people.
Yes.
His house is going to fall.
Yes.
Going to fall.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
How do we ever get this business? Yes. The church, a Baptist church, Methodist church, black church, white church.
Yes.
Divisions.
Yes.
Let there be no divisions among you.
Right.
How do we ever get this attitude? You got more than me and I got more than you.
Oh, God.
We all have the same thing, the same Jesus.
Amen.
Same God. He saved me from my sins, he saved you from your sins. For my sins wasn't as bad as yours. I want to admonish you, brothers, sitting here, every last one of you, knowing their thoughts. Now you know why you hear me say some things. Because you're sitting there and you think I don't know how your thoughts are going.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
You know, Brother Connie, how many times do I walk back from talking and sit down and say, what am I going to do to stop this spite, this resentment coming out of these people's hearts and
eyes? My Lord God.
Despisers!
Yes, Lord.
And don't tell me you haven't had to deal with despising me. Don't tell me that.
Oh, God.
That's something you're dealing with, brother. You can easily despise me. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes, sir. My brother stared. Don't you know what we've done? Look how we've done. And you talk to me like that?
Hallelujah.
Hey, Brother John, I'm one of your lectors, and you talk to me like that? Don't despise it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't wonder why I'm doing it. Because you ain't where you ought to be.
Amen.
Neither in the spiritual realm or in the physical.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
And basically, it'd be nice if y'all never saw you again. Because every time I see you, I say, now what do I do about that, Lord? He got herself snared, but she didn't have to. And she went to the only minister who would say to her, forget about your money. Huh? Because her money's going to perish with her. Yours too. Yours too. As they used to say years ago, you can't take it with you. But I'm trying to give you something that can take you with it.
Hallelujah.
Come buy of me, God said.
Oh, yeah.
Not with gold or silver. Just come buy of me gold. Don't, without money, without price. Come buy of me. Buy of me. Read it. Revelation. Gold. Not in Fort Knox. I told you when I was in heaven, I walked and saw the streets of gold. These people down here don't know what gold looks like. Transparent gold, absolutely pure. Oh, there's a 99 and 100 cent. And that 1% that's not pure, it contaminates the whole lot. Gold is not gold or yellow.
Right.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, amen.
The gold in heaven is white,
yeah.
Pure.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
That pearly white city.
Yeah.
These pearls you see hanging on people's heads, they ain't pure. They're not white.
Amen.
You're going to fight me no matter what I say. I watch how these people buy diamonds.
Hallelujah.
And they pay thousands of dollars for it.
Yeah.
Huh? And they think they got something.
Yeah, yeah.
When you try to sell them diamonds.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Hey, brother over there gave me a. But I still got them. They're still sitting in a box somewhere. I took them down to a number one jeweler.
Amen.
That I know.
Yeah.
And they don't lie to me.
That's right.
If they can't give me the money or won't, they will tell me who will.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And they deal out, because the diamond center of the world is New York.
Right.
That, you guys.
Amen.
Don't you know that New York is the basis for the riches of the world?
Yeah.
Right. Wall Street.
Right. Yeah.
They nod heads.
Right. Hallelujah.
Boy, I tell you, we are something else. We are so carnal. We don't.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That's why I say I got years for years. I show sometimes they give me a good price,
mm-hmm.
but they're always honest with me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I walked in one day with a I forget what this was, the diamond ring with him. The woman says, "Let me go back." And she goes back to the back room. She lays back there. Who has direct contact, New York. They're looking for the spot price now. Not what it was yesterday.
No,
not what it was tomorrow, but what it is now.
Yeah.
It might have been $10 yesterday and $2 today.
Yeah,
that's how it works. She told me in New York what you had. She looked out the room and said, this is what you can give them. Then they told me, said, look, New York said this is what it's worth.
Right.
But this is what we're going to give you. Why? Because by tomorrow it may not be worth that.
Okay.
Or it could be worth more.
Right.
When I took those down to him, she wouldn't even take them.
Yeah.
She looked at him. You look pretty good. Real small guy.
Yeah.
I ain't going to give you another for him.
Yeah.
Why? We got tens of thousands of them.
Yeah.
You know what God gave for you? Millions of sinners.
Mm.
And he still paid you.
Yeah, yeah.
You weren't worth nothing.
Amen.
Except that you were a sinner.
Thank you, Jesus.
And since you already
Amen.
Paid for your sins,
God.
You want to possess your possession. And knowing your thoughts now.
Amen.
Hey, brothers, all you scribes and Pharisees, just remember that I do have the Word of God in my heart, in my mind, and it is
a
discerner of your thoughts. And the intent. What is your intent? What are you really trying to accomplish? When you want to bring discord among the brothers, when you want to say something that causes people to lose confidence in the work of God in each other. Ah. We don't ever put confidence in Christ's flesh.
No, never.
So don't worry about using people's flesh to destroy the faith. Put your confidence in Him. Who's able, who's willing, and who will save up to the uttermost. Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who have begotten us again. That operates on faith.
Okay.
Not on things seen or things experienced, but on faith.
Thank you, God.
I wish you folks shout. All these by faith, through faith. See what I can pass about. So,
amen.
Go over and read the list of them.
Yeah.
Shall we stand?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't done, but I'll close. I had a lot more, but you're just not able to carry it.
Hallelujah.
Let's get so close to the final question. We're going to try socially. We need to be strong.
Oh, God.
Comfort each other, strengthen one another.
Yes, Lord.
What's the matter?
Yes,
you don't know how to do it. I'll tell you why.
Hallelujah.
Because you're swaying your breathing.
Hallelujah.
You just, well, if a brother wouldn't do that, what are you going to do if a brother does do it? If a brother does do the shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it says there. She's telling that she's a brother.
Yeah, right.
Well, have you ever seen a brother?
Right.
Do something you knew was not right?
Right.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Has that brother ever seen you?
Right.
Something's not right?
Yeah, right.
So, when you get converted, did you know and see the brother so wrong? Now, strengthen the brother. Trusting in the arm of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Thank
you,
Father.
Jesus.
And the Lord added daily believers. And believers were the more added to the church. And believers.
Amen.
Don't you know that he's in the adding process now?
Glory.
The church began 2,000 years ago.
Glory.
Curse. I remember years ago, when I tried to preach that to people, just as sugar
sick.
You know what that tells?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory.
Assembly of the Righteous and Sabbath day, oh God, another opportunity to gather in your name and hear the word preached this day, Lord. So thank you for what our ears have heard this day, Lord, and take it to heart and hide that word in our heart. We may not sin against thee. And so bless Pastor Rice also as he speaks, oh God. Anoint him mighty, preach the word boldly as he ought to. And thank you, Father, for helping us again to make ready for your soon return. And so bless the saints here and the saints worldwide. And help us be thankful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, please be seated.
Glory to God.
We gathered here in Jesus' name in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
We would give testimony that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death.
Amen.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. That by the resurrection up by the power of God. Through faith unto salvation. Ready. Be revealed in the last time. All right. We give testimony in the last time. That we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. Glory King Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, I would speak to your edification in the will of God. For the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Amen. Not my doing.
No.
But it is my confession that it's what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I wake up and I think of my insufficiencies. I think about the things that are against me. I think about
thank you, God.
Adversities.
Thank you, Lord.
And then I began to think about the goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I began to think about his word and the faith that he's given me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I began to work with it.
Yes.
Began to prepare my heart.
Hallelujah.
Maintaining that I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Regardless of all the other things, I have to focus upon being a child of God.
Yes.
Called of God and chosen.
Yes.
Not according to works that I've done. But according to his mercy, he saved
mercy.
And I began to focus like that.
Yes.
I'm a child of God.
Hallelujah.
Child of the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's given me this faith.
Yes.
I'm going to endeavor to fight for this faith.
Yes.
This good fight of faith.
Yes.
Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So that's how I start my day. Usually I start early.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If not, I might hear him say, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? So I show up so he know where Adam is. What happens? Well, he communes with me there. I commune with him. Sweet visitations and meditations.
Hallelujah.
Start me on my way.
Hallelujah.
So that I'm able to make it throughout the day.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Prepares me for what I will encounter throughout the day.
Glory.
I tell you what I began with in the morning.
Amen.
You know, my insufficiencies, my failings and shortcomings,
yes.
My wretchedness,
yes.
My hopelessness. So I began automatically to look to God.
To God.
And who I am in Christ.
In Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory, glory. Plus the Lord has something for me. We would like to avoid all of the unpleasant things. I would. The things that are difficult. The things that, strenuous and hard, I would like to avoid those.
Hallelujah.
But I'm reminded of the word that we must endure hardness,
yes,
as good soldiers of,
yes,
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And then the word tells us about being meek and being humble. Servant of the Lord must not strive, but,
hallelujah,
must be gentle.
Yes.
Well, how is this gentleness? Gentleness. Well, how does that come about? How does patience come about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they both come through tribulation. Hallelujah. Come through self-denial and crucifixion. A daily denying of oneself, taking up the cross and following after Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, like for Jesus, the victory was wrought in Gethsemane. Well, that's where we get our victories too. In the Gethsemane's.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So it helped me to face the day, you know. Otherwise, I would complain, and I'm often tempted to do it. I do understand it's not right, though.
Glory.
So I endeavor to present my body even now.
Amen.
Living sacrifice. Amen. holy and acceptable unto God.
Yes, Lord.
My reasonable service.
My God.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How about you?
Amen.
What are you going to do this hour? Yeah, we can't present ourselves and say, Lord, this is what I'd like to do. I present myself and say, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Usually, what God wants me to do is not what I want to do.
Amen.
Is that how it is with you or not?
Amen.
That's how it is with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would like to seek my own and go my own way and do what I want to do. But I'd also like to be with Jesus.
Amen.
I can't do one and do the other.
Amen.
So he helped me to forsake the one that I might be with him and that he might dwell with me.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right. So I will endeavor to say things that will edify. Of course, God will have to help me because, you know, I have to say them with the right spirit,
right.
The right motive.
Right.
Amen. And I ask God grace sufficient for that. And God is the justifier.
Yes, Lord.
And I certainly don't want to be one found to trying to justify myself. Being justified by faith. We have peace with God.
Amen.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
By whom also we have access into this grace wherein we do stand.
Grace. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Grace.
And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Not only so, we glory in tribulation also.
Amen.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience. Experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Throughout the message today, we would hear the man of God say, I don't know what you came to do. But y'all know what that infers. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, we are here to do something, aren't we? We are here for a reason. Well, I don't know what you came to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got a scripture out of Psalms 57. Thank
you,
Lord.
Praise you, God.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The man of God came from Mark chapter 2, talked about the man sick of the palsy.
Right.
One of my favorites.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he didn't say you were healed. He said to the man sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven. Hallelujah. Well, that's what he said to this man.
Right.
Hallelujah. I receive it by faith.
Hallelujah.
He said, thy sins
Hallelujah.
Be forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let me get to it. Be merciful unto me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Be merciful unto me.
Yes, Lord.
For my soul trusteth in thee.
Yes, Lord.
Yea, in the shadow of thy wings.
Yes.
Will I make my refuge until these calamities
yes.
be overpassed.
Hallelujah.
I will cry unto God Most High.
Hallelujah.
Unto God that performeth all things for me.
Hallelujah.
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 He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up.
Amen.
Selah. God shall send forth his
mercy.
And his truth.
Yes, God.
And by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged.
Glory.
Mercy and truth.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
As many each other.
Glory.
Huh? Praise the Lord. Have come together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory,
my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. psalter and harp. I myself will awake early.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I wake early to meet the Lord. I come to the garden alone while the dew still fresh on the roses. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds.
Yes, Lord.
O God, have mercy upon us, according as we hope in thee.
Yes.
Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Righteous prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, be merciful.
Be merciful
unto me, a sinner.
Oh, a sinner.
And God has been merciful to me.
Yes.
Long suffering. Yes. He's given me less than my iniquity deserves. He has not rewarded me according to my transgressions.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. So that's what I fight through before I stand before you.
Oh, bless you.
My insufficiencies. But I remember that our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but of God. That we have the treasure, this treasure, in earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Laying hold on eternal life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Heard the man of God say, our iniquities separate you from your brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
And how God is putting up with us. Imagine that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's quite a concept, isn't it?
That's
right. Seeing that he's almighty.
Almighty.
He's righteous. He's all wise. All power is in his hand. Huh?
Amen.
He can have anything that he want to have. But he has made us his choice. He has chosen us.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, that's amazing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, by his sovereign choice, he gathered us.
Amen.
Called us out of darkness.
Amen.
Called us out of the world.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And decided to cast in his lots with the creature man. Was it for crimes that I've done? He groaned up on the tree.
Oh, yes, he did.
Amazing pity.
Amazing.
Grace unknown and love beyond degree.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Oh, yes. Well, that's how it is. Yeah, he puts up with us.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory. Oh, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for putting up with me.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. That means he don't forsake us.
Come on,
we fall short, he still loves us.
Oh, thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
In fact, he promised never to leave us.
Yes,
never to forsake us.
Hallelujah.
but to be with us always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, not based upon our performance. Yeah, God knows the end from the beginning. Every step, every temptation, every affliction. In fact, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. So as the Lord has known all about you, he's known all about me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. And he loved me then, and he loves me now. He loved me ere I knew him. All my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I often talk about things being done in righteousness. Now, this is really difficult for me because I deal with things that are against me doing it. And that's what I like to complain about, but that's not right.
No.
So this is what I'm going through now. You all may think, well, Pastor Rice, he likes what he's doing. I want to do the will of God. But this isn't a cakewalk. One reason I get up early in the morning. Hallelujah. We talk about things being done in righteousness. So I want to use the word in righteousness. I don't want to hold the truth in unrighteousness. How do you do that?
Oh God.
Well, you do it for your own purpose, for your own cause, for your own advantage. You know how we take the word and beat up folk with it. Huh? Especially preachers, right? Huh?
Amen.
You want to see a good fight? There it is. Praise the Lord. But I would talk about using the word or doing anything in righteousness. And that's with the right motive, right intent. Huh? It's not what you do as much as why you do it. So it's not so much what I'm doing now, but why I'm doing it. And that's the righteous judgment that tells whether it's right or wrong. Is that all right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 But yeah, I'd like to have everybody happy with me, but I know that that's not the way.
No.
Huh? I'd like to hear everybody say, yeah, Pastor Rice, good job. We're sure pleased with you. But I know that's not the way. I like to have it that way. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I like to see the glory on his face. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord, Sister Danielle. Ain't God good? Huh? You believe the Lord's still with you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, it costs quite a bit to walk this way. How much? Everything you've got.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everything except we forsake all. Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we cannot be his disciples. So we deny ourselves and take up the cross daily. We're not following after Jesus. So that's where I find my consolation. That's where I get my strength to go on. Because it's not that I enjoy it. You know, it's just that I want to do the will of God. And I don't have the peace except I do the will of God. Is that how it is with you? So for the glory of God, your edification, huh? Praise the Lord. I stand before you this day. We are folk that are testifying that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of his testimony, and we love not our lives until the death. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So, Pastor Rice, and you heard all of these recordings here about getting married? Yeah, I heard them. How about you? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I've got nothing against the truth. I believe the truth. I rejoice in the truth.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I hear the broadcast. I hear the spirit of truth. I hear the word of God.
Hmm?
Say that we are the children of God. Huh? We are. And that he's saving us. Huh? And that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom. Tribulation is a trial of your faith. And we are definitely having that trial of our faith. So I'm learning to rejoice in that. You understand? That's why I get up early in the morning, so I can begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the rejection. Rejoice. Huh? In the shunning. Yeah, I'm shunned. Praise the Lord. But I'm beginning to learn how to rejoice in that. Knowing that God is working out something good in it. Not only for me, but for you too. Praise the Lord. So I rejoice in the Lord. Calm down, you girl. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Of course, some that won't give me the time of day want to talk to me about getting married. Well, what's the motive? What's the intent? Is it your concern for my walk with God? Or is it because you can mark one against me? Well, you judge. I've got no problem with the truth either way. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not going to talk against the truth.
No.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But I am now married again with a beautiful wife. I now believe in the will of God. Of course, that's my judgment. Like we talked about Isaac, who's taking the Passover. He have to examine himself. So I have to examine myself. And I'm not trying to justify before you. I'm just not with anything. I tell you the truth, and I know that many times it's not believed. That's how it is. People just reject the truth. Praise the Lord. But like I say, I believe it's in the will of God, and she's certainly seeking the kingdom. I'm seeking the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's not going to move me away from God.
Amen. Praise God.
And if I thought it was going to hinder her walk with God, I wouldn't do it.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to say. I'll leave it there. I'm not going to fight about this.
Amen.
Not about anything.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But I still invite you to rejoice with me.
Yeah.
And walk with me as I seek the kingdom.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't put me aside, because you can still put up with me, can't you?
Yeah.
Huh? God still puts up with us.
Yeah.
It's a godly thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah,
I still desire to be with you all. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I still come here because I believe this is where the saints are gathered.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How about you all?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Well, I'm not going to be before you long. I'm just endeavoring to do the will of God.
Amen.
All right.
Lord bless you, saints everywhere, near and far, scattered abroad.
Amen.
The call of God, the elect.
Amen.
We thank you for your prayers as well.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, for we should all pray one for another.
That's right.
Unceasingly.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as we pray for you, we know that you're praying for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
And we speak this to your edification as well as ours, exhorting you and us to continue in the faith.
In the faith.
And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom.
Amen.
That we should not be weary in well doing. Knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
So pressing on the upward way. Pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father. Glory, glory.
Glory.
So yeah, what I know about you does not prevent me from loving you.
That's all right.
What I know about you, you know what I know about you?
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, I'm growing in grace, you know, because there are some things now that I'm able to handle that I wasn't able to handle a while ago. So I'm growing in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And God always reward me for faithfulness. He always reward you for faithfulness. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. So I'm endeavoring now to be faithful, brother.
Yes, you are.
All right. Well, one thing the marriage did, it got you brothers a hug. In fact, I got a hug from some brothers that I hope we don't have to keep doing that to get a hug. You know, there was some that used to hug me and won't hug me now. Friends don't treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. But see, in spite of that, God has given me grace to go. I still have my joy for God. I still have my peace. You understand that? So I'm not going to complain about that. I'm just telling you. Hallelujah. No complaint. No complaining. I'm still able to put up with you, all right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Yeah, their brothers used to give me a hug. Won't do it now. I'd like to have it now, but, you know, they have to give it before I can receive it.
That's right.
I still love them, though. Yeah. I still love you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I still love you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Go
ahead on.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, I hear the word now. I've laid my burdens down. So though you don't treat me the same, I still got no burdens. I laid them all on Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 All right, just a little while.
Glory, God.
Glory, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your love finds a way. Yeah, that's the word. You know, how can you still do that, Pastor Wright? It's not me. This is not the natural response.
Hallelujah.
I promise you. That's why I rejoice in the Lord all the time.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But love finds a way. I know that it does.
Hmm?
Finds a way for God to put up with you and me.
Amen.
Huh? Finds a way for him to justify us, though we're wretched. Love just finds a way. There's nothing going to stop love.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Even though we're reluctant to rejoice in the truth, he's not reluctant to rejoice in us.
Hmm?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yeah, love finds a way to save wretched sinners.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hmm? Find a way to keep us from falling.
Hallelujah.
Present us faultless.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory.
To justify us.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? To glorify us.
Amen.
You know those whom he foreknew.
That's right.
He predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And he justified, he called.
Hallelujah.
He called, he also glorified. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, God. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as I recounted the story of Joseph down in Egypt, I still hold to that. Joseph's brothers, which, you know, the patriarchs.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they wasn't off. Scaring, they were the patriarchs.
Yes,
Jacob's sons.
Hmm?
But they didn't do so good concerning Joseph. They were about to kill him.
Yeah.
One interceded, said, no, it's our own blood. We shouldn't do that. But they did end up selling him as a slave.
Yeah.
Huh? And the point is, all this was the working of God.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, they meant it for evil, but God meant it unto good.
Yeah.
Not just for Joseph's sake, but for their sake too.
Amen.
So that's the mindset I have. Yeah, though you do it to me for evil, I believe that God means it unto good. Not only for my sake, but for your sake too. Yeah, I'm hoping for restoration and salvation. Praise God. God takes no pleasure in the death of, you know, of the wicked. Praise God. My prayers for restoration, salvation, and healing among God's people. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Restore, Lord. Restore, Father, in Jesus' name. Yeah. I'm not against, I'm for. I'm for God because he's for me. He's for you. We're for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And we can, if we listen to the devil, get sidelined. I tell you, that's why I get up early and I put the things that I think are against me away and get them under the blood and get the right. There's nothing against me. There's nothing against you. Yeah, I'm talking right out of the book. If God's for us, and I believe he is, then what's against us? Hallelujah. If God be for you, then who can be against you? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, bless you, Brother Walter. Good to hear from you, man. I never heard from Brother Perez in a while. I wonder what's happened to him. But I know that God knows. Hallelujah. You know what God knows? He knows them that are his. Huh? Hallelujah. And let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, oftentimes, you know, when we talk about that account of Joseph, you know, we just look at it on Joseph's account. But he only did it for good unto Joseph, but unto the ones that did the evil. See, you see what I'm saying? So that's how I'm looking at it. Though you do evil unto me, I believe that God means it unto good. I'm going to believe it like that. I'm going to hope like that. You understand? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to the King eternal. Praise the Lord. Yes, yeah, all God's doing. All things work together for good. Not all the pleasant things, but all things. Things that are undesirable, things that are painful. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. We won't have any gators.
No.
What are we going to do? No golf carts.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Well, whatever we're going to do, we can start now.
That's right.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to worship God.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be amazed at his beauty.
Yes,
hallelujah. At his wisdom. As it unfolds, and we'll never get to the end of it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know what else, brother? We're going to be with the saints. Now, how about that? Aren't you excited about that? Huh? Well, you may say, I'll sure be glad when I get to be with the saints. Is that how you put it? Well, I will be glad. I'm glad today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there's a mental and an intellectual way we can do things, but that's a counterfeit. And that's how it is with the brothers and the sisters and Jesus sometimes, you know. Like I say, you know, the abstract Jesus, you know, is not the one we must know to be saved.
My Lord.
Not the abstract, it's the one that you conjure up in your mind and your intellect. But the Jesus that's going to save you is in your brother.
Yeah.
See that? Now that's when you get it out of the intellect. If you can't see Jesus in your brother or sister, then you cannot see him. That's an antichrist spirit. Is that plain and simple? Hallelujah. So let's not jump up and down and rejoice. We're going to see the saints, and when the saints are here, we won't see them. Is that a good admonition? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of y'all won't rejoice with me. Hallelujah. All right. Must be the right place, but the wrong time. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, these things do hurt me, but I still press on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not... spearheading this. One went before me. Huh? Who came to his own and they didn't receive
it. That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
He is still despised and rejected.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, if I act like James Rice, y'all would like me. But he's dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I've been born again. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Saints, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, Heavenly Father, thy will be done. Thank you for the saints gathered here today, the prayers of the saints. Thank you for all things, Lord, even those things that are uncomfortable, undesirable. I do thank you, Father, for counting us worthy to suffer for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord. Your Holy Spirit, the hope of eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are patiently waiting, Lord, believing that one day we will see him. We'll be like him. Oh God, we maintain the hope as we purify ourselves even as he is pure. We love you, Lord, but that's because you loved us. All that we have, Lord, we have received. So we thank you, Lord, for your good and perfect gifts.
Hallelujah.
We would esteem them, O God. We would receive them freely.
Hallelujah.
We would bring forth abundant fruit for the glory of God. We would love one another and serve one another.
Yes.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord, for the gathering of the saints on the Sabbath day. Not only here, Lord, but those that are gathered. However, we do pray for the body, the remnant, those that are known of you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, not for the world we pray. We pray for the redeemed, the called out, the sanctified, those preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So we thank you, Father, for this grace today in Jesus' name. Watch over us as we leave this place, but not your presence. Keep us, Lord, the center of your will. I hold thy hand in the patient waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.